in on the chorus every time I get to it.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we are joining you live tonight right here on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. We are so delighted to have you join us here on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central. And today is the seventh day of the ninth month, moving right along in time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be in Tabernacles, and that will be next month, and we're beginning on the 14th day of the month in October, and we will go to the 21st. So that'll be in Murphy, North Carolina, at the old LNN Depot, and if you'd like to join us there, please feel free to do so. If you would like to call for directions, just call Pastor Buddy here at 423-626-2172, or you can write me, and that would be Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Tonight, a new series. We just closed out 4 weeks or 4 hours of Sabbath choices. Ladies and gentlemen, the response was excellent. And for you that are waiting on your Sabbath booklet, please be patient. We'll get her out next week to you in the mail, those of you that haven't received your Sabbath booklet, and study on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a most holy and dedicated and devoted time that Yahweh wants us to return to His laws. Remember that He says that a people scattered among the Gentiles would find Him. Now, you say, Pastor Buddy, that's what we all are, if we're not Jews. Well, you see, the misconceptions, and if you understand even a little concerning the New Testament history, you know that the New Testament was written in Greek. It wasn't written in Latin, and it wasn't written in English. And I do believe that it was translated from the original Hebrew because, you see, the apostles, Peter, James, and John, Paul was the only one that could speak Greek, and he certainly didn't write the whole New Testament. So we believe that it was written in the native tongue of Hebrew. And it was translated into Greek. But there again, it wasn't in Latin or English. And as a result of that, we find the English word Gentile. That's what we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Who are the true house of Israel and who is the Gentile? Did you know that the world has got the people divided in two classes? And that would be either Jew or Gentile. Isn't it amazing how little we understand the word Gentile? The word Gentile comes from the Greek word ethnos. Or, in a few occasions of translation in the Bible, the Hellen, or that referring to the Greeks. The word ethnos, which is the most frequent word used, means, listen to this now, race. That is, tribe. Specifically, a non-Jew. Notice not non-Jew, but non-Judean. That's the way Strong's brought about the definition of the Greek word ethnos. Specifically, a non-Judean. That's a Gentile. But by implication, it means a heathen. Also translated, Gentile, heathen, nation, or people, no place does it mean non-Jew. Now remember that. In no place, and any translation, does it mean non-Jew. In a few places that you're going to look into the Greek speaking, especially when it refers to non-Jew, it will give you, like I said, the word Gentile, or in some cases, it is translated nation, and I'll get into that just a little bit later and give you the scriptural rundown of how many times. But the word in the New Testament, ethnos, occurs 164 times, while the word Hellene is used 27 times. Yet in spite of its original meaning, the translators of the King James Version of the 1611 use ethnos as Greek 93 times. Now listen to that. They use the word ethnos. Now remember, ethnos is Strong's definition of a race. So then, the translators themselves were confused, or they left confusing descriptions or used words that were non-productive and rather brought confusion. Because the word ethnos should truly be used in all of these references, and that means a race or a tribe. The words non-Jew are italicized, which indicates that this is an improper use. And that is from your Strong's Concordance when it gives you the definition of the word Gentile. Ladies and gentlemen, the times of confusion is great. And the Bible says that they would deceive the very elect if possible. The word goy. Now, we go to the Old Testament. The word for Gentile in the Old Testament, meaning in the Hebrew, is Goy, G-O-Y. It's found 500, listen to this now. It is found 557 times. 30 times it has been translated Gentile. 11 times as people. 142 times as heathen. 373 times they translated it as a nation. And one time as another, but once as non-Jew. One time they used another, and not once, but not once, now listen to this, but not once as a non-Jew. Listen to me well. The examples of Scripture. I will make of thee, talking to Abraham in Genesis 12 and 2, where he gave him his covenant, I will make of thee a great nation. Now, it don't say, I will make thee a great Gentile nation. So, you see, the translators had to use the word Gentile within their understanding and translate it proper in the Old Testament as nation. Now, remember, nation is a race. I will make a race as the stars of heaven and the sand of the sea. That's the true, unadulterated translation. I will make a race. My people, he says in Deuteronomy 7, verse 7, you are the fewest people. I will make a few people on the earth a great nation. Now, we know in 721 B.C. that the Gentiles, or the Israelites, who are beginning to be scattered among the Gentiles. You remember the Assyrians? Well, if you go back to the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, it says that the sons of Noah, and it specifically mentions the groups of the sons and the offspring, and from them came the Gentiles. But from one of those specific sons, Shem, came the covenant people that we read about here, and I will make thee a father of many nations. That's the word Goy is not used. The word Gentile is not used, but the word ethnos is used. I will make of thee a great race of people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we find that Israel is scattered among the Gentiles, now we're finding out that Christ referred to in the book of Matthew, when he referred to them in the 6th chapter, as he commanded these apostles from the house of Benjamin. You remember when he came, it was the house of Benjamin and the house of Judah that were in the land to return back as a remnant. And this is what we're going to give you, a description of the remnant and the major body of those that are called Israel are scattered among the Gentiles, and yet they lost their identity. Go to the lost. The lost. Why did he call them lost sheep in Matthew 6? Why did he do that? 5 and 6. Go not to the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep. So, he didn't say go to the Goy. He didn't say go to the Gentiles. He said go not to the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep. Go to the lost house of Israel that is scattered among the Goy. or among the Gentiles. See, that's where we have so much confusion today, because a people have rose up to translate in error and give you a misconception or a misunderstanding, like in Genesis 48:19. And his seed, talking about Abraham's descendants, shall become a multitude of nations, not a multitude of Gentiles. It's translated nations, ethnos. I will make the seed of Abraham a race. Ladies and gentlemen, the seed of Israel came from the specific bowels of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob being the father of the 12 tribes. And yet people have narrowed it down to one tribe, Judah, and excluded all others and classified them as Gentiles. And this is the translation error. The translation does not make sense. If you look closely at your King James Version, you will find the translators use the Hebrew word goy as nations in one place and Gentile in another. Could it be that they were influenced by the church doctrine of the time? I think so, since the word Gentile never appeared in earlier manuscripts. And so they stayed with Goy when they were referring to the seeds of Japheth that is noted in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, that from these would come the Gentile nations, but from the ethnos, from the children of Jacob. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob was not a Jew. So why would you call his children Jews? Jacob was not a goy. Jacob was a chosen one from Genesis 17:4-5, and thou, Abraham, shall be a father of many nations. This word nation is ethnos. I will make you a father of the race of many people called nations. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been deceived by the word nation, by the word Gentile, and the word goy, mistranslated by the translators as almost as much in the Old Testament as it was in the New. Not hardly as bad, but when it got into the New Testament, the translation was to fit the doctrine of the strong church of the whore. And you know who that is. So then, for comparison, if you use the same verses as the modern translators would have us use them, with a non-Jew in the place or tribe of nation, this should be a clear indication of how the modern translators, beginning with the King James Version, changed the meaning of the verse in Genesis 12:2. I will make of thee, Abraham, a great non-Jew nation. That's the way they translate it in other places, because they say Jews or Gentiles is non-Jew, and Jew is not a Gentile. But he didn't say, I will make of thee, Abraham, a great non-Jew nation. Jacob being the father of the 12 sons, Judah, which from Judah came the word Jew, associated with the word Jew, and it wasn't mentioned until over in the Bible, in the 16th chapter of 1 Kings, where it says Jew, and they were fighting against the house of Israel. So Jew, Judah, and Israel, two houses split. That's where the two sticks come in. But the time will come that the understanding of the people will begin to be influenced by pastors and preachers and teachers of truth that will return you back to the truth of the matter and put Israel, back into the picture. Israel has disappeared, and the only thing that they use today, you're talking about when you say, well, I'm from the house of Israel. Oh, are you a Jew? No, I'm not. I'm from the house of Joseph. Well, I never heard of that. Well, I'm from the house of Simeon. I'm from the house of Dan. Well, I never heard of that. Where are they at? Are you talking about Jews? Again, the misconception, like in Genesis 14 or 7, verses 4 and 5, and thou, Abraham, shall be a father of many non-Jews? Huh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you stick with the translator's translations, that's how they'd have to put it in there. For a father of many non-Jews have I made you. Let me remind you again that the Hebrew word goy or goyim, meaning tribe or nation, is used every time in the Hebrew original, and yet they started loosely playing with it, when it would serve their purpose to deceive or to misdirect your attention. And that's exactly what they've done. The lost sheep of the house of Israel, if you go to the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, you'll find, again, Christ directing the sons of Binyamin. From the house of Binyamin, the sons of light, he were directing them to go among the Gentiles. Not to the Gentiles, but among the Gentiles, and preach to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Scattered in 721 B.C. into the Assyrian kingdom of the sons of Noah, descendants. The Assyrians were the descendants of Noah's sons. And so they were received very, very kindly. And they were released, and they made their trek, not to return, as it's recorded in the book of Samuel. And we would like to give you that scripture. Hold on just a moment, and let me read the scripture here about the departing of the sons of Jacob Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to have history lessons, and we need to get our words correct. By your words you're justified, and by the sly cunning craftiness of the deceitful translators, I call them translators. Listen to Yahweh's promise to David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Moreover, I will appoint a place for Israel. Listen to me well. I will appoint a place for my people, Israel, not a place for the Jews. I will appoint a place for my people, Israel, and will plant them in the far countries. That means that he was going to drive them out of Israel, and he did it, 721 B.C. They were kept in captivity in the Assyrian nation kingdom, and then they were released, and they crossed the Caucasus Mountains, and they became known as the white sons of Jacob, who had the ability to blush red when embarrassed or excited. I will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, and neither shall the children of the wickedness afflict them any more as before. Ladies and gentlemen, the awful truth of the Bible is that it is in direct conflict with those who understand very little concerning the New Testament history. You know, as it is written in Greek and not in Latin, not in English, as a result, we find the English word Gentile comes from the Greek word ethnos, which is translated by Strong's and from the Greek as a race or a tribe. The ten lost tribes of the race or the blood or the blushing ability of the sons of Jacob, known as Caucasians, non-Judean. Listen to me. Ethnos is the word which means race, tribe, specifically a non-Judean, notice not non-Jew. That word Jew has come in to deceive people. It is a non-Judean to separate the two houses. The 10 northern kingdom houses, nations, were in the north, and Judah, with the miscegenated tribe of Levite, was in the south. Now there you have the 12 tribes of the house of Israel. When the word is translated Hellene, it means a Greek or an inhabitant of Greece. A Greek-speaking person, especially a non-Jew. In the New Testament, the word ethnos occurs 164 times, while the word Hellene is used 27 times. And yet, in spite of its original meaning, the translators of the King James Version 1611 use ethnos as Greek 93 times, as heathen 5 times, as nation 64 times, and as people 2 times. The word Hellene, as translated from the Greek, is used 20 times, and Gentile is used 7 times. Now, if you take a close look at the word ethnos, you see how it was translated. Notice two things in particular. Number one, the definition in Strong's contains the words a race, a tribe. The words non-Jew are italicized, which indicates that this is an improper use. So once again, when you look into the Old Testament, you see the verses of the word ethnos, and you see how it was used. Now listen to me in Luke 7 and 5. He, the Roman centurion, loveth our nation, it's translated. That means he loves our ethnos. He loves our race. And he has built us a synagogue. Here the verse has been translated correctly to mean nation, since the verse and its context refers to the Judean nation of Judah, which was living in Galilee at this time. There would be no argument how it's used in John 11:48. The chief priests and the Pharisees are speaking. The Romans shall come and take away our place and our nation. The Romans shall come and take away our place and our ethnos. Nation translated ethnos, a race, a people. It also shows that the word ethnos can refer to both the Judean or Jewish or non-Jewish nations and peoples. It is never specifically used to mean a non-Jew, and since it is again a collective noun, it cannot be used to refer to an individual. Let me give you a case in point. Romans or Acts 24:17. Paul, I am come to bring alms to my nation. Translated from the word ethnos. I am come to bring alms of my race. Now, what race was Paul? Oh, you say, well, he was a Jew, glory to God. He was not a Jew. He was from the house of Benjamin. Philippians 3 and 5. Tells you plainly that Paul was a Benjamite. Now, the house of Benjamin, as I've said, was miscegenated, or it was involved in being collectively occupied by Judah, as they had power struggles, and they tried to rid the house of its true birthright heir, and that was the house of Joseph, who was over the 10 nations in the north, which was the house of Ephraim. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much behind this confusion. It is so important for us to get this truth to you. This is one of the most important messages that you will hear on the misuse of the word Jew, Gentiles, or Christian, since many of the fundamental preachers teach of only three classes of people on the earth. They divide it up in religious settings of Jews, Gentiles, and Christians. Jews, Gentiles, and Christians. This understanding comes from the interpretation of 1 Corinthians 10:32, which says, "Give none offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles." Here the word was Hellene, nor to the church of God. These are the three different reckonings of understanding. But who was Paul writing to? It was obvious that he was writing to the church at Corinth. Corinth was in Greece. And three major classes of people live there: Jews, Greeks, and Christians. If he had been writing to the church at Rome, he would have said, "Give no offense either to the Judeans or to the Romans or to the Christians." To translate Hellene here as Gentile is not only sloppy scholarship, it is downright misleading. Are you getting the message here? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very important for you to observe Yahweh and His laws. It's very important for you to keep His commandments. And one of those that we've been talking about is the Sabbath day. So you, the sons of Jacob, from the house of Israel, and scattered abroad among the Gentiles, you are an ethnos. You are a race from the bowels of Jacob. You have been lost. But now, Yahweh said, "I will send fishers, and I will send the hunters, and they will find you scattered in the isles." Ladies and gentlemen, from the Caucasus Mountains, where this great 10-nation tribe was cast into Assyria and made their flight into the Caucasus Mountains to cross them and to come into the British Isles and all points north, and then finally west to America. How marvelous! How wonderful! How great our Yahweh is! Let's remember some of His commandments. I'll be right back, part two of the Gentiles. No other in its place. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you remember the Sabbath day, you'll remember why you're keeping it. It was a command given exclusively to the house of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Listen to me as I read. As we continue our search to rightly divide the scriptures and give you an understanding of who Israel is. Israel is not Gentile. Go not to the house of the Gentiles, but go only to the house of Israel, the lost sheep. So then you see that the lost sheep are not Gentiles. The Messiah was coming for this people. Listen to it right now. Here it is. For thou art a holy people unto Yahweh. Yahweh hath chosen you to be a special people unto himself. Now, it's true that he was upset with them and expelled them in 721 B.C., but they were a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth, to establish the exclusive nature of Israel as being holy, which means set apart. If you examine the word holy in the Strong's, it means set apart people. A race among all the other races of the globe. The isles were divided and the nations and the boundaries were set. And ladies and gentlemen, they are not all one blood. That is a mistranslation. And again, because these verses are so precise, we can see that there is a racial message that conflicts with a common belief about Jews and Gentiles. The misconception brought about by the lion pen of the scribes, the common teaching is that the Jews are Israel and the Gentiles are everyone else. The two views are against each other. One cannot be held together with the other. Now, if you examine it, and it will be seen that the Jews cannot equate to all Israel, and that some Gentiles will equate to be Israelites. In Scripture, that is, all of the all-inclusive, all-race message is not that of the potter in Rome, in Romans chapter 9, which says in verse 18, therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardens. In the next verse, Paul says, nay, but O man, who are you that replies or contradicts Yahweh? And on this basis, those who hold that the Jews and Gentiles in their doctrine are contradicting Yahweh himself. Because the traditional teaching is so ingrained in the commentaries and in the concordances and in Bible dictionaries that the message of the preachers who have misunderstood and been led astray with the ingrained false words of the commentaries, concordances, and Bible dictionaries, books, and people's minds is so ingrained, it's hard for anyone that is brought up with that belief to shake it off and get the truth. The Bible said they will cast the truth to the ground. If you examine the word Gentiles, as commonly used in the Jew-Gentile doctrine, then it will give you answers. There are two parties in the New Testament, and it does not mean to say that the two parties have to be Jews and Gentiles in the way that it's been taught or in the way that you've been led to believe. Rather than that, the existence of the two parties confirms what is taught in the law and in the Psalms and in the prophets about the division of Israel into two kingdoms. See, right there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The two houses. The house of Judah, not Jew, the house of Judah and the house of Israel. Everybody talks about the Jews. And if you are, you're associating that word with a nation of Judah. That's only one nation in the 12 tribes. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much misconception. The two houses are shown in prophecy, and I have taught about it and taught about it, and it is a continual vexation to those with a middle wall of partition between them until they are reconciled together under the New Testament, which is recorded in Isaiah 11:13, that these two houses will become one. Now, where did the Gentile come in at? He's not included. This is a racial covenant that excludes, as the potter said, I have chosen Jacob, and I have chosen his sons, 12 tribes, and yet the people who originated the Latin Vulgate translation, where the Roman doctrine said that the Roman church had become the Israel of the Bible. Even more recently, Pope Pius the 11th reinforced that saying, says that spiritually we Christians are Semites. The inference of the word Gentile in the Roman Catholic context is one who is not of Rome. You got it? In the English translations, they were partly based upon the Latin Vulgate, and this Latin word was carried on with a similar interpretation, but instead of meaning not of Rome, it became to mean not of Israel. And in the minds of those to whom Rome and Israel were synonymous, there was no difference. To be of the Roman Catholic Church was to belong to and be part of Israel. Rome accommodated all races that could buy citizenship. Effectively, this is redefining race and change it into a belief. And that's exactly what is being done today in the field of human rights. Rome calls herself a universal church with a universal prophet, and it is the originator of both modern and ancient universalism of the Christian religion, or of the scriptures denoting that she is the great whore that corrupted and infused all of the earth with her false doctrine. Now, what are we going to do? Thou art a holy people? Go not to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? No. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that Yahweh is the truth. We know that man has gotten the misconception of the word Gentile and Jew. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we have some things that are not easily understood. Well, we understand that we're not being simulcast off of the WWCR website tonight with some kind of a technical Windows Media Player that won't work. But we're going to preach on anyway, and we hope you that have receivers and are receiving the message wherever you're at, that you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call tonight, because this message is very important and the devil don't want it heard tonight. That's evident. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower, and the Bible says that the righteous run into it and they are safe. Well, I know, ladies and gentlemen, that if we're safe, we have to be of the house of Israel, or we have to be of the house of Judah. Now, those that claim to be Jews, and I'm going to quote the scripture for you, and you will find it in the book of Revelations, one of the most deceptive things that Satan has used upon the earth is to convince people that there is a people who claim to be of the house of Judah, claim to be Jews and are not. In 3 and 9, we have what is called a lying people that calls themselves Jews. We have in the scriptures, in 2 and 9, a people of the synagogue of Satan that are liars who claim to be Jews and are not. And so then, it is you, and it is your challenge to come through this maze of confusion and this darkness that they have brought upon us to make us misinterpret the scriptures and to miss the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan will go to the end of hell to deny you the truth. He will cut you out. He don't want tonight's broadcast to be live and heard around the world. I have thousands of listeners that hear me on WWCR 5070, Ben Simacast, off of the internet. And yet the internet is down tonight and no simulcasting. I wonder how appropriately and why. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, there is men with great power, wealthy men in high places that are very evil and don't want this message preached to you that I'm preaching to you live tonight on shortwave 5070 around the world on WWCR. Satan is a liar, and he's the father of it. And as long as Satan and his lying scribes and his translators can interfere with your Bible, you must search the scripture, for when you think you have eternal life, you don't have any. Where you think that you are a Christian, you may be a deceived Christian. Where you think that you are in the church, you may be in the false church. When you think that you are serving the Messiah, you may be serving the false Messiah or the false Christ. And the Bible said many of them will come and deceive many, for broad is the way and wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and my people, which are the fewest people on the earth, come out of her, my people. Yahweh has got Israelites that claim to be Gentiles. And then we've got Gentiles that claim to be Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, how they have crossed the wires of the mind and corrupted the truth and cast it to the ground and hit it with the confusion of Babylon and translations and mistranslations, trying to deceive the very elect if possible. I challenge you tonight to take upon you the challenge of proving the word Gentile. Go to your Strong's and see if it says a heathen people. I dare you. When you read the word Gentile, you read the word ethnos, a race. There's many Gentile races, but there's only one race of the house of Israel from the blood of Jacob. And from the blood of Jacob and Judah, the house is split into the house of Judah in the south and the 10 northern tribes in the north, making 12 tribes. And the 10 tribes were scattered. Judah itself, 165 years later, was captured for their disobedience, taken to Babylon, and then released. And they themselves, the biggest majority of that body, of those who called themselves of the house of Judah, they crossed the Caucasus Mountains and settled in what is now Western Europe. The Germanic peoples, the Scots, the Danes, all of these people are from the true house of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, you must do your research. You must pray. You must come out of Babylon. You must fast to break the bonds of deception, and Satan as going to deceive the very elect if it's possible for him to do so. Well, you say, Pastor Buddy, what difference does it make? Glory to God. You know, Pastor Buddy, I'm just a little old person down here, and I ain't nobody. Well, that's what the devil would like you to have. When you see the brainwashed Christians who have told you that we are New Testament Christians living in the age of grace and love, and in this age the word Gentile does not refer to anyone who is not a Jew. My pastor said so, that the word does refer to anyone who's not a Jew. So they bring it down to two classes of people, Jew or Gentile. The Jews are over in what they call Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, that is not true. You've got to understand, with a little concerning New Testament history, that it was not translated as Gentile, heathen, or people. No place does it mean non-Jew. It's talking about the lost sheep that are scattered among the heathen, among the nations of other bloods and other races. The house of Jacob is 12 houses. 10 of those have been lost, and the word ethnos, translated in Strong's, contains the word, not races. If it's translated correctly in ethnos, and everywhere you see Gentile, it's supposed to be ethnos, that's talking about a race, not races, not the Gentiles. It's talking about a lost sheep race, which was the tribe of Israel, scattered abroad and lost. The word non-Jew has been italicized, which indicates that it was improper, as I have already told you several times in this message. Ethnos occurs 164 times, and it should be translated a race. And yet when we read, oh, and God loved the Gentiles also. That should, and Yahweh loved the ethnos, or a race of people scattered among the Gentiles. Go not to the Gentiles, Matthew 6, verses 5 and 6, or 10, 5 and 6. Go not to the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep. Ladies and gentlemen, he never sent his preachers or prophets to any of the heathen. Not to any of the mixed races of the earth. But he says, go to the ethnos. Go to the race of Jacob scattered abroad. The sheep of this fold. I have sheep that is not of this fold. This fold he was talking about was Judah, that was present in the land where he was born. He himself was a Galilean, born in the northern kingdom, and that's why the house of Judah hated him, because he was the heir to the birthright, and they said, come, let us kill him, and we might have his possession. They knew who he was. They knew, as prophesied, he would come, and they knew what house he was coming out of. He didn't come out of the house of Judah. Christ was not a Jew, and we have a reward for anybody that can prove that. We have a direct evidence that his mother was from the house of David. You say, well, that's true, because David was a Jew. David was not a Jew, and nobody can prove that. Any Bible believer that's worth his salt and's done his homework. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you just can't read these commentaries and these man's opinion. That'll get you in trouble with a Bible reader. Most of these people, if you had to read what they talk, just like the word Gentile, when it's been replaced, ethnos, a people, a race. And that's the difference between the two. And I'm out of time. Oh, my. I'm just getting started. It's a shame that I don't have 2 hours or 3 hours. Oh, my. I just wish Yahweh would raise up somebody that's rich that could get me another hour on WWCR, WWRB. I just love to preach the gospel. That's what Yahweh called me to do, and I have so little time to get it across to you. Even tonight, our internet connection is down, and we can't get to you except through your shortwave receivers, but that's all right. Praise Yahweh. We'll preach to you anyway. My contact number for my sponsor tonight is Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Call him up. He'll tell you. He'll confirm this word that I preached to you tonight. Or my good friend, Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. If you would like to hear a little truth that Brother Paul could preach to you. Both of them are great men of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, and that is in New Tazewell, Tennessee. And I would appreciate you to write me. If you'd like to have this message, and you would like to have the remaining of the series, you'd like to have this series, we'll probably do a two-part, maybe a three-part series, depending on what the Spirit tells us to do. You can have this series by writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, again, area code 423-626-2172. Say, Pastor Buddy, I'd like to have the series that you're doing on the word ethnos. I would be glad to mail it to you. Praise Yahweh. And if you would like any of our series that we've done here live on WWCR, we're live every Sunday night. We're not one of those messages that's pre-recorded and canned and packaged and sent out for the benefit to tickle your ears. We're right here live, and we can take your call in the next hour or two. You could call me here tonight live at area code 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our time is come and gone. We got to get out of here because the old clock on the wall's caught up with us. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday night with the Shepherd's Call, part two of Who Are the Gentiles. See ya. Yahweh bless you and Yahweh keep you from evil.
That shatters all your dreams, and your hopes been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes. And you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fear. Don't let the faith you're standing in sink.